Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
You know it does, Levon. Great. Good morning, everyone. Rabbit Cardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:12 and change. Here in the great Northeast, this beautiful Monday, September 15, 2025, this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems of Jessup, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Thomas Davies, late of Arizona, but he was from Old Forge in North Pocono. Mauro Cabell, Hazleton. John Zalone, Canaan Township. Jackie Sees, Danville. Rick Clark, the Reverend Rick Clark. Chet Stackhouse. And so with history. Our great founding fathers and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides. Let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. A couple of quick texts before we get to our next segment. Bob, I missed the first half hour, but I just heard stories about you getting a car wash, bird poop, and buying washer fluted. You're losing your edge, buddy. Next, it'll be that you're buying Sennacot. Well, I don't know what Sennacot is for, but I've heard of it. We're not there yet, I guess. Somebody texts in, any future event should have a drone overhead. Then you can see every roof. Amen. And they're not expensive, and they're not complicated to operate and all that. Somebody else, you're right, Bob, that old buck that they had down on his knees with all their attentions pointed towards him, he has a real shady past, and he's an oddball. I mean, why? If you hate Charlie Kirk, why would you go to the event? Seriously. He's got enough events where he takes questions. Somebody saying, pointing out, it doesn't have to be just one person to replace Charlie. I agree. It can't be. It's going to have to be a number of people stepping in to play that role. Erin from Clark Summit texts in. She says, I'm out of town, not listening. Come on, don't forget about the Audacy app, AUDACY. AUDACY. And go to WILKNewsRadio.com. You can also see the program as it unfolds. But Erin continues, but I hope you saw Chris Kelly's article from yesterday. I did not. I don't look for stupidity and idiocy. But it finds me. I asked my mother to save it, set it aside. But my mother, she's Polish and Slovak. She cleans before it's dirty. So the newspaper could be anywhere right now because I didn't ask her till this morning. Somebody says, Bob, you have to look up the Charlie Kirk interview after he destroyed libs like Charlie did. 18-year-old black conservative, by the way. Yep. Well, good for you. Well, the Hanover, and by the way, I want to get past the point where we say black conservative. If they'll think, they'll become conservative. If African Americans and blacks want to get involved, they'll become conservative. I promise they will. And upon any reflection. Somebody texting, well, the Hanover area Minnehawks did finally play on their home field. Remember they had to play on the practice field? And the outrageous fees that the school board was trying to charge them. I guess the school district decided to waive the fees, but for some odd reason, the bleachers were sectioned off by caution tape. And for some reason, the scoreboard wasn't working. But the kids did get to play on their home field. Okay. So half of good news. Half of good news. Billy S. texts in. He's at work, so he's not giving his full name. He said, but if a doctor can give you hormones to change your gender, then why can't they give you a hormone that fixes your gender dysphoria? I don't want any those kind of powerful drugs used, period, on children. Somebody says, if there's a special election for county commissioner, can a Republican run for the seat? And the answer is yes. Hey, Bob LTS. Tell the news guy Mark Nashko, he's doing a good job, says Rich from West Piston. Somebody says Senecott is a laxative. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bob, the American people are now starting to realize this transgender agenda the Democrats and left are promoting on our youth will become the hallmark in all coming elections for the next 10 years or more. This is a culture war is real and must be confronted before it's too late. Bring God back in the schools. Somebody says, if you think you'll be a conservative, if you feel, you'll probably be a liberal. Somebody says, if your genitals have nothing, this is a great point. What a clever point. If your genitals have nothing to do with your gender, why does removing them affirm it? Amen. I know. Oh, well. Hey, Bulldog, I took it all the way to now. We got to take a break. John Prillo's holding, and I just had to read some of these texts. We'll take a break. We're going to hear from our great sponsors, a little music, a little bit of history, and then we'll be back with Monday Musings. John Perillo, he's on time. I'm running late. We'll be back.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Little Eva, number four hit this date, 1962, Murph says, with Locomotion. And, of course, Dwight D. Eisenhower, this date, 1959, invites Nikita Khrushchev. And he's the first Soviet head of state to visit the United States, arriving at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. Bob Cadaro back with you. And it was delayed, but he will not be denied. And that is John Perillo, Monday Musings. John, thank you for your patience, my friend.
No problem. Thank you for having me on, to you and your listeners. You know, what a week, huh? I was in the middle of actually writing a piece about the Israeli attack on Hamas leaders, which in Qatar, at some point I still want to talk about. And then I was thinking about some remarks on the anniversary of 9/11, which, you know, I'd still like to reflect upon. And I was thinking about that stabbing of that young Ukrainian woman, which Bob and I haven't even had a chance to discuss when I heard about the killing of Charlie Kirk. And this is the second week in a row that I've said I can't let something go by without a comment. And this time it's the murder of Mr. Kirk. And as Bob and I were texting each other, you know, we can't even keep up with the sickness of the world right now. So I'll just pick one for today. And regarding Charlie Kirk, by the way, the murdered father of two young children, you know, this bothers me for many of the same reasons that likely bothers you. You know, what's there to say that hasn't already been said? Well, let's start with the fact that Mr. Kirk was doing what I've been trying to do a little bit of, for a couple of years here on Bob's show. And Charlie Kirk was probably the most popular voice out there trying to say that there is a different way of looking at things. Let's discuss it. So, yes, this bothers me at a personal level. You know, and C.S. Lewis once said, quote, "My prayer is that when I die, all of hell rejoices that I am out of the fight," end quote. And Mr. Kirk was the kind of man who waded right into the lion's den, you know, politely, defiantly, joyously, to bring the philosophy of conservatism and Christianity to those, you know, some of whom likely felt that what they were hearing all around them was deeply flawed, but had never heard presented the other side. And others who vehemently disagreed with him, but really didn't understand that there even was another side. And he would certainly challenge those who disagreed with him. He was always engaging, always giving his opponents all the time they wanted to explain themselves. And he was murdered for doing just that. And dear listeners, please understand that the entire purpose of politics is to resolve disagreements through words and debate. Things that in more barbaric societies throughout the world today, and for all of history, for thousands of years, were resolved by people killing each other. You know, if you were a member of Tribe A and I was a member of Tribe B, we would meet on the field of battle, and whoever was still standing at the end would run the show. And once again, I'll keep saying this till I'm blue in the face, The fact that we don't see that everywhere today is an aberration of human history. It's not the normal state of affairs, right? Warring has been the normal state of affairs of humankind since we first stood upright. And avoiding all of that is the entire point of politics. If I can't tell you that I disagree with you without fearing for my life or you fearing for yours, then all that's left is physical conflict. And if we can't debate, what's left is for us to punch each other in the nose until somebody backs down. And, you know, and now I want you to ignore for just 1 second the single maniac who pulled the trigger murdering Charlie Kirk. Only one person is responsible for his death, by the way, and that man's family helped turn him in, and I can't imagine the agony that they're going through. But if we ignore all that, again, for just 1 second, we still have what happened before his murder. And that's a display of what I've been describing in earlier segments as the death of our culture. There were 8,000 signatures on various petitions to not let Mr. Kirk speak at a university. So think about that for a second. What is left of our society if we can't even let people like Charlie Kirk speak at a university? And that's all before the trigger got pulled. And remember what I've said before, civilizations don't get murdered, they commit suicide. And all murders are horrific, and we know that. And this one is both horrific and an example of civilizational suicide. What lesson do we expect young people who either agreed or disagreed with Mr. Kirk to get from his murder? And if you agreed with him, would you think for a second before saying that publicly now? And if you disagreed with him, have you figured out what's either expected of you, you know, from your tribe, or are you publicly, loudly, clearly telling the like-minded in your tribe that you don't want to be part of this sort of thing and telling your friends to tone it down without adding the word but or well or whatever? You know, did Mr. Kirk ever say something unwise? Yeah, probably. And is that the standard you'd like applied to you? And yes, this was in Utah, and they at least gave him the opportunity to speak. In the universities where our political leaders are incubated and where our political culture is fermenting right now, conservatives like Mr. Kirk aren't even allowed in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so instead, Charlie Kirk presenting mainstream conservative thought, he was no radical. Him presenting that thought was so horrific that 8,000 people felt that he shouldn't even be allowed to speak publicly. You know, what's the right response for those who agree with Mr. Kirk's point of view? In one of the most conservative states in the union, in a university, which exists precisely in order to exchange ideas, when they find out that the set of ideas that's held by them, and by the way, roughly half of the U.S. population, is so repugnant that they shouldn't even be allowed to say it out loud. Just something to think about, right? And since this is Monday Musings, I need to do a little bit of philosophy understanding the power of words, carelessly sometimes. Right. The Gospel of John starts by saying, in the beginning, there was the Word. And Genesis talks about God speaking things into existence. And of course, many reasonable and intelligent people find that troubling, even absurd. You know, how can you speak something into existence? It's nonsensical. So we can chalk it up to mythology of the ancients. Right. Except that it happens every day around us. So when an umpire at a baseball game calls you're out, those words have created a reality that is every bit as real as the existence of the baseball bat that the batter is holding. It's not just a concept, it's real. So when a police detective, a newly minted one, says that you're under arrest, they have spoken something into existence. You were free to go about your day and do whatever you want to do, but now you're not, and it's real. And again, the detective has spoken that into existence. So yes, completely unremarkable to me that God, who is infinitely greater than the baseball empire, has spoken creation into existence, which of course, because we're philosophers during this segment, means that the opposite can be true as well. So I can openly say to my wife of 41 plus years now, and in spite of all the stupid things I've done in my life, that the one thing I know for certain is that I love her dearly, and something was created when we said to each other, I do. And if I turn to a young child and say, you know, we didn't even want you, you're ugly and a mistake and an idiot, something else has been created. Not just conceptually, but actually, really, and truly. So if we say that so-and-so is a threat to democracy or an enemy of the people, a reality has been created that is no less real than the existence of my horse, Milo, who I can see from where I'm sitting right now. And all of those realities have consequences. There is no such thing as just words. there is precisely one person who we should blame for Mr. Kirk's death, and that fact does not absolve us of the requirement that we be deliberate in our speech. Words either move us closer to capital T truth or further away from it. And Reagan, who I should remind you was shot in an assassination attempt, used to gently correct people and say that he didn't have enemies. He had opponents. And the columnist Mark Wright remarked that saying that wasn't some kind of unilateral conservative disarmament. It was, in fact, the Sermon on the Mount. And if we really want to properly grieve the loss of Charlie Kirk, it seems that we have an obligation to live up to what he preached. Mm-hmm. And the alternative to that is actually truly terrifying. Now, allow me to quote President Lincoln in his inaugural address right before the nation wound up in his last Civil War. He said, quote, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all across this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union. When again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature," end quote. So I appeal to your better angels, whether you agree with me or think I'm some irredeemable nut, because as I've already said, the alternative is something that you don't really want to think about. And I just want to thank you for your time again on Monday.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, John. I don't know if we'll ever be able to stay on subject. Things change so quickly in today's world that you've got to be ready to adjust, and thank God you are.
Yeah, we'll come back with some more stuff. And again, thank you to you and your listeners. I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope you understand and live in the world that God's created for you with some joy,
amen,
even in all this.
Amen. John Perillo, Monday Musings. And we'll talk next week, my friend. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our veterans tribute.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And we'll name just one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, the premier roofing company in the Eastern United States for institutional, commercial, and other large applications. But guess what? They're based in Jessup, so they bring all of that expertise to bear on your house or your small business right here in Northeast Pennsylvania. John Zalon, he was 85 when he passed September 5th. He was from Canaan Township, Wayne County. He's survived by his wife, Margaret Lieb Zalon. They'd been married 42 years this October, and they celebrated earlier this year 50 years of being together. Born in New York, New York, back in 1939, John spent his early years in the Bronx. He grew up singing with his father and developed a wonderful baritone singing voice. He was a graduate of Sewanhaka High School in Floral Park, New York. Received his bachelor's degree from Hunter College and master's from New York University. He served us in the Army National Guard. He was proud of being an expert sharpshooter with the rifle. He was a driver education teacher at Sanford Calhoun and John F. Kennedy High Schools in Nassau County. When he moved to Wayne County, he became a real estate agent. He loved tennis and played on his college team. Upon moving to Pennsylvania, though, he became an enthusiastic and skilled hunter. He'll be forever remembered for his quick wit and outgoing personality. John Zalon. Jackie Sees. He was a Merc retiree. He was a Cub Scout leader. He was a soccer coach. Passed away September 3rd at age 87. He was from Danville. Born in Danville, 1956. Graduate of Danville High School. After graduation, he enlisted in the United States Navy, serving among other stints on the USS Bordelon for 4 years. He was a member of the reserves for an additional 2 years. He worked for TRW for 10 years and then Merck as an electrician until his retirement in 1998. Jack was a member of St. James UCC, where he served on consistory as an elder. Member of the Sagebrook Hunting Camp. He loved to hunt, Cub Scout leader, soccer coach. By far, however, the roles Jack took greatest pride in were husband, dad, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Nearly 66 years ago, Jackie Sees married his beloved wife, the former Nancy Bell. Together, they built a beautiful life, raising 3 sons, 1 daughter, 13 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. What an incredible legacy. He was preceded in death by his parents and, tragically, 1 grandson, Jason Sees. He's survived by his wife, Nancy, 3 sons, 1 daughter, 13 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and other family members. Jackie Sees. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Anthony Bordenaro. Today, sunshine, high 81. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 81. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, down to 57. Wednesday, scattered showers, high 76. Wednesday night, cloudy, low 58. Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, but it'll still be 79 degrees. Dickie Lee. Murph says this date, 1962, he moved into the top 10 charts at number 9 with his hit Patches. Bob Cadaro back with you. And by the way, a heartfelt request. And I called out some of the people on Friday that were being idiots, like disgraceful at the death of Charlie Kirk, and they deserved it. But I really think they've got to look in the mirror. I agree. Chris Kelly, you're mentally ill, but look in the mirror and get it. Really. Let's go to Max from Dixon City. Hey, Max, how are you?
Oh, very good. I wanted to bring up a subject here. It's cancel culture. Back in 2020 with George Floyd, it really took off. You saw a lot of people getting fired from jobs when they're making comments on social media. And, you know, free speech, completely fine. But there's consequences, you know, to your
speech. That's right.
To your speech.
Free speech does not mean speech without consequence. Not by
indeed.
Any means. Yeah.
So now we're seeing blowback on the Charlie Kirk. And let me just say, he was probably, in my opinion, the biggest civil rights activist America has ever seen. Greater than Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and those were stalwarts. John Kennedy. And that's my opinion. And I don't think people are going to realize it until another year or two. But what he did, I don't think it can be done again. And you have to look deeper. I don't want to waste my call on that, but I just wanted to get that out there. Okay, do your own research. This is a fine individual, the best of all of us. Now, what's disturbing to me is the content being shown, and it's in the news. You have newspapers reporting this. Easton High School today, an educator has been reprimanded. Lancaster, okay? Bethlehem. Allentown.
We had a couple of fools here, in the Valley View School District right here. Same thing.
Right here. And in Kingston, Valley West School District. And that's the one that's really interesting because it's being posted all over X. And the fact that the comment was made by a vice principal, and it was disgusting. Okay. Now, he's denying it. He has every right to deny it. He could say his password was hacked or his page was hacked or whatever, and that's fine. Hey, look, I see it all the time with performance-enhancing drug users in boxing. They always deny it. They got steroids in their system. Hey, I don't know how it got there. Okay, there's an investigation. Whatever comes after that is the answer. So in this situation, the Valley West School District put it out. They said, we're going to do an investigation. Well, they didn't say they're going to do an investigation. It said it's being looked at, but they're saying that this was hacked and compromised. Okay, fine. But I believe the taxpayers and the people in that school district deserve answers why this was made, how it was leaked, why it was put on a social media page. And this seems to be a prevalent attitude amongst educators. That's the scary part, because these kids are being indoctrinated. Critical race theory in the schools, it's all linked, okay? You had arrests there out the wazoo. It wasn't reported. There's people just trying to cover their own butts because they don't want to get in trouble, you know, by being called racist. I broke up a fight. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to have that stigma, so I'm just going to let it go. That's the prevailing attitude in these schools. Okay. But let's get back to the point on what's going to happen now. Are people going to be held accountable? Are people going to go to these meetings and say, hey, we want to know one way or another who made that post? And if it was hacked, we want to know who it was. There has to be a resolution and accountability. This cannot be swept under the rug because this is damaging, it's dangerous, and if you're a parent that's being educated by some of these people, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's indoctrination. That's what I want to know. That's not a bad day because, number one, if you think something insane like these people have posted, that's one thing. Then they had to compose it. Then they had to post it. So this was a deliberate process that, and again, free speech is free, but not without consequences.
Indeed. And if you saw the post, it's pretty well thought out and it's pretty concise and it's hate towards the far right. That was made clear. Mm-hmm. But the ending was really personal, where it was stated that he called for public executions to be on live TV. Okay. He was accused, he's saying Charlie Kirk wanted executions of murders or whatever on pay-per-view or public TV. He's like, well, he got his wish and he got executed on public TV for all of us to watch, paraphrased, allegedly. Okay. That's the mindset. Whoever posted that, okay, that's the mindset that's out there, and it's in the schools, all right, and it's in the courts.
And I don't want them teaching my kids or grandkids, period.
Well, that, and I don't want people operating on me to think that way, that have a bias against people that are opposing them on in politics, in the judging quarters, okay, in the legal departments. You have this bias and this hate and this, it's just, you can't, there's no fairness. Okay. There's no law and order. If you play sides like this, it's this partisan, rhetoric. So people need to go to those meetings and demand to know what happened, because if we can get to the bottom of, you know, certain things in this world, if you really do the research and investigate, you could find out who made this post.
Yeah.
There's ways to do that.
Max, IP thank you. Thank you, my friend. We've got to go, but I appreciate it. Always.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll have the Bloomberg Money Minute in the middle, but we've got to hear from our great sponsors now. We'll be back. Remember Helen Reddy? She was great. Murph tells us this date, 1973, she had the number one hit with that song, Delta Dawn. And in 1987, Strom Thurmond, setting up the confirmation of Robert Bork, which he got voted down. He would have been an incredibly important Supreme Court justice. That was a shame. Truly was. Hey, last Wednesday, and I didn't get to this because there's so much going on, Republican mayoral candidate Trish Bynum questioned incumbent Democrat Mayor Paige Cognetti's run for the spot in the 8th congressional seat while at the same time running for re-election in Scranton. Bynum says it's unfair to Scranton residents, alleging that Cognetti has divided priorities, which she already had divided priorities. She was for the lunatic left agenda and cared more about that than paving the streets. Bynum did this at a news conference Wednesday on the steps of City Hall. Trish Bynum says she won't be giving her time to the city of Scranton, which deserves it. I mean, they're all taxpayers. They deserve a full-time, not a part-time mayor in the city. And then the lies in response. She's saying, I wasn't planning on running for Congress. Yeah, you hired your campaign spokesman a year ago, but you weren't planning on it. Oh, she just saw what was going on in Washington, D.C., and I just had to run. What a phony. What? How fake and lying right to your face. And then they bring up Stacey Garrity. Stacey Garrity's in one office. She's not running for state treasurer when she's running for governor. So another lie. And then she's got chooches that will allow her to continue lying. It's incredible. Well, I look at my watch, my Bicardo Jewelers watch, which I love so much. And I've got a Bicardo Jewelers watch. They sell Seiko, Swiss Army, Luminox, Shinola, Michelle, Longines, Oris, Breitling, Raymond Weil, Tory Burch, and Victorinox watches. It is your watch store. Now they tell me it's time to go. Time for the news. We'll be back. Chet Parlavecchio on deck.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.